Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 6, verses 8 and 9. Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. There's a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that with this huge crowd? I'm sure we're all familiar with Jesus' miraculous feeding of the 5,000. It must have had a profound effect on everyone who witnessed it. But I'm particularly interested in what happened before the miracle took place. Jesus asked Philip where it would be possible to buy food for the people. And then John added that Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do and was merely testing Philip. Philip gave the not unreasonable answer that even if they worked for months, they wouldn't have sufficient money to pay for enough food. Andrew then emphasized the hopelessness of the situation by pointing out the young boy with his packed lunch. With despair, he observed, what good is that with this huge crowd? This all feels very familiar. When we look at the problems of our world or even our local community, it's very easy to get depressed. There's so much to be done. The needs are not only vast, but also extremely complicated. We look at our resources and, like the disciples, conclude that there's absolutely nothing we could do to make a difference. The boys' packed lunch didn't contain enough to satisfy the needs of one grown man, let alone a vast crowd of hungry people. Jesus' miraculous feeding of this enormous crowd was a lesson that the disciples needed to remember throughout their lives. In the years to come, they were all going to face great challenges as they served God, and they needed to keep their eyes on Jesus rather than the problems. We should apply our logical thinking to the challenges that we face, but we must never forget that we are serving a God of miracles who is able, as St. Paul said, to accomplish infinitely more than we ask or even imagine. So let me ask you a question. In what way do you find Jesus' feeding of the 5,000 an encouragement? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, we place our faith in you. Forgive us for those times when we have become overwhelmed by the problems and forget that you are a miracle worker. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles as well, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.